Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your fathers, as it is today. The word of the Lord. It's a fairly familiar scene. I know it's happened numerous times in our household. Whether it be a birthday or a holiday, a child plays over in the corner, off in the distance a little bit, all their own, totally engrossed with the new gift, the new toy, something they're going to enjoy for a long time to come, a couple hours even. It's time for the guests to leave. They're searching for the jackets, they're putting them on, and suddenly mom or dad realizes what's happening. Quietly, discreetly, that child is reminded, don't forget to say thanks. But the child protests, doesn't want to be interrupted from enjoying this new gift. And finally, because the parent is insistent, and the child knows that he will be in trouble if he doesn't do it, there's the grudging, downward, mumbled, thanks. And back to the toy they go. Mom and dad are embarrassed, but they know. They know the thanks that's been offered already in the fact that that well-chosen gift has already received so much attention and provided so much enjoyment. You'd think it would be easy enough. No one's asking that child to write a thank you note on the spot. But sometimes we get so engrossed in the gift that it's hard to remember to say thanks. In fact, that happens to us as adults often, doesn't it? That moment comes of realization. I never said thank you. Fill in the blank as to what it was that you realized you didn't show appreciation for. Maybe it was a gift, a gesture of kindness, some windfall blessing that you never would have expected, and because it was so sudden and unexpected, that's the reason why you're realizing an embarrassing amount of time later that you never actually said thank you. And you know it's important that you do, because you want the person who gave it to you to understand that their gesture, their gift, is appreciated. Because everyone likes to be appreciated. So does the Lord. He reminds us over and over again in His Word, so many different places. The Psalms are full of those examples of songs of praise to God for all of His amazing gifts, but that's not the only place. If you were to start to explore the Scriptures from one end to the other and ask yourself the question, how many times and how many ways, how many places does God remind me of His goodness to me, His generosity, His planning and providing and protecting, and all the many other ways that He involves Himself in my life, in my existence? There's just too many to count. Clearly, there are still those moments, though, where we get so involved, so busy with all of the to-do lists of our days and just the rhythm of life as it takes us so many different directions and at such a breakneck speed, that so many blessings, so many opportunities to say thank you, so many things we should appreciate just kind of fly by unnoticed. And so the Lord uses someone like Moses to make sure we take a step back, slow it down for a moment on a day of thanksgiving, and remember, when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe His commands, His laws, His decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power, the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. There it is. Thanksgiving 101. That simple reminder that we needed. Remember the Lord. Thank Him for all of His goodness. And our Thanksgiving could end right there. Sure, there are people around us who deserve to know our appreciation. There are so many things for which we can be thankful. And maybe even gifts of thanks expressed in that direction would be a way of showing that appreciation. But truly, everything else falls into the category of coming from God. So thanking Him first and remembering Him and all of His blessings will have its trickle-down effect in our lives. You start thinking about it. What Moses lists here for the Israelites, I mean, sure, he mentions some things that maybe haven't been a reality in our lives because we haven't lived that experience exactly, but when it's all said and done, what can you come up with from your existence, your life, that is not a gift from God? Food, clothing, shelter, a retirement account, they all come from God. Friends, family, a family of believers to fellowship with, all gifts from God. Your health, your strength, your intellect, your opportunities to engage in the world around you in a way that proves your value to the world, and that world expresses itself by compensating you for that value that you bring in many and varied ways, not just in the workplace, but all over the place. They're all from God. Your health. All of the many possessions that you have that make your life so comfortable, so enjoyable, so much better than the world has ever known before this day and time. I could go on and on. And to every single thing you could come up with, I would simply say, from God. It seems so obvious. So why is it that we struggle to remember? Why is it that we have to have days and moments like this, reading portions of Scripture, encouraging us and reminding us to remember the Lord? Could it be that so very often we're angry and unhappy with God, blaming Him for all the challenges and brokenness of our lives in a way that keeps us from thinking about all of the blessings that He showers upon us? Because that really does play out in our lives every day too, doesn't it? Aren't there many people in our lives that bring tremendous value to our lives and deserve our thanks, but because we're unhappy with them in the moment, because some element of our relationship with them is broken, we can't find a way to say thank you to them? It challenges us. 90% of the relationship might be good, might be a tremendous blessing, but because one of two of those things that so get under our skin, it's next to impossible to show the appreciation that's appropriate. Don't we play that out with God too? But really, we have to admit that everything about our lives that's negative, painful, unhappy, imperfect, that's not God's doing. That's a result of sin being in our world, flowing through our veins, and influencing every one of our relationships. But we also recognize Deep down, subconsciously, we know it's true. Everything about our lives that's unhappy and broken and unfortunate, the good Lord has the power to stop in its tracks before it ever arrives at our door. But that shouldn't cause us to be unhappy with Him. That should also be added to the list of things that Moses tells us we should be thankful to God for. Because He's made it clear to us in His Word that every single thing that He allows to be our experience day by day is part of His plan. His perfect plan for us and His plan to make us perfect for life with Him forever. And so often, doesn't it seem as though the spiritual blessings that God gives us, that aren't really here in Moses' examples that he lists, but Moses would certainly endorse the idea that we're just as neglectful and forgetful in regard to all of those blessings from the Lord day by day. We're so this life oriented. We're so physical health and pleasure and person-to-person relationship oriented that we so very often get caught up in all of that in a way that something outside of us, some word of God, some reminder from someone who cares about us, will be required for us to think on the blessings of God from a spiritual perspective. Forgiveness, unconditional love, life after death, victory over sin and the grave and every temptation, all of them from God, acceptance, identity, fulfillment, purpose in this life and the next, and the amazing promises of the reality we will know when we live with Him in His presence forever, perfect, glorified, eternal. Death won't just be a thought of history. It won't be a thought at all. All of it from God. All of it amazing. All of it adding to the list of all the reasons we have to be thankful this day. When you and I consider that, when we listen to Moses' warning and encouragement here, does it have us feeling a little bit like the child over in the corner, enjoying the gifts and neglecting the thanks? Yeah, me too. God knows we thank Him, right? He reads our hearts and our minds. He knows everything about us. He knows that we're appreciative. He knows that we're thankful. We don't really have to say it to Him in order for Him to know it, right? Well, it's true. But He also draws it out of us often in His Word, challenges us with that reality of how important it is for us to say thank you to Him. He gives us the words over and over again. If you were to take the songs that we've sung together already this evening and those that we are still yet to sing and explore them for how much scriptural content is there, it's amazing how many of those songs of praise and thanksgiving recorded for us in our hymnal are simply portions of scripture set to music, very paraphrased a little bit by a poet, but they're God's words given to us as a gift so that we might have adequate voice to say to Him, thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. But there's more, isn't it? The challenge of living every day in a way that demonstrates that thanks. Moses doesn't leave that stone unturned here either, does he? He reminds the people of Israel that how hard it's going to be for them When all of the promises of God's land flowing with milk and honey come true, and their gold and their wealth increases, and their crops are fruitful, and their flocks and herds cover the ground around them, there will also be plenty of temptation to neglect His word and His will, His laws and His directives. Now, God makes it clear again in these verses too that it's not just about saying thank you. It's not just about remembering Him and thanking Him. It's also about demonstrating that thanks by the way we live. And in remembering Him, recognizing the direct connection between remembering the Lord and listening to His voice. Not just His voice of forgiveness and love and eternal peace, but His voice of direction, His voice of morality, His voice of purpose and priority and intention in our lives every day. And that's adult talk, isn't it? That's no longer about the child in the corner distracted by the gifts. That's the serious reality of mature adulthood. How important it is every day of our lives to not only be sure that the people around us know how much we appreciate them, by showing that in the things that we do for them, but how vital it is for you and I every day of our lives, with every breath that we take and every choice that we make, to show our God our thanks for every one of His gifts, the gifts of this life and this world, and the gifts of the next life and eternity with Him. So amongst the moments of these days of Thanksgiving weekend, there's plenty to eat and plenty to do. But perhaps it would be good to add one more recipe to your favorite things that make this holiday special. A very simple recipe. An oldie but a goodie. Remember the Lord. Amen.